crazy little story for Logan. And if it was going to happen to anyone, it's going to happen to Logan, if, for those of your listeners who might know him. But, our dietitian probably wasn't too happy with his with his choice of food after the game. But it made for a good story. So she's all good, our dietitian. She does a great job here. So she'll have him well and truly back on track this week, I would have thought.
Yeah, it was a myth-busting debut, if he can get away with that and perform like he did. I suppose, though, the one non-negotiable is there's a lesson of all players here. Maybe keep a pair of footy boots in the boot.
Pretty much. And we actually spoke to our playing group about that yesterday, in terms of if you're in emergency, you probably don't expect to play, but always expect to play. So
yeah.
A good lesson for him and a good lesson for us to remind our boys of that. But it added to the story, didn't it?
It certainly did. Danny Daly, footy ops boss up there at the Brisbane Lions, talking about their remarkable debut on the weekend of Logan Morris. Fascinating interview. We might get to that a little bit later on with Julio if he jumps in with us at some stage. We've got a big show to get through. Jack Scrimshaw to join us in about 5 or 6 minutes. But they're going to be, he declared they're going to be very active in the mid-season trade period. So they know they've got some holes on their list now with the swathe of ACLs that have gone through the club.
Incredible.
They don't want to, they're not going to turn their nose up on the season because of it. They're going to go, no, let's find some players who we can bring in and give an opportunity to. And hopefully, looking at what Collingwood did on the weekend with Lachie Sullivan and others out there.
Well, they sort of need a more of an immediate hole they've got to fill, isn't it?
Well, that's Lachie Sullivan, 26 years old, ready to go. So I reckon they're going to be looking at guys who have got mature, seasoned bodies who they think we can bring in and...
Or even beyond that, that have AFL experience at the highest level.
That, well, that's right.
To come in, they're not, you know, you're not going to have to be teaching them about the standards, the professionalism, the culture. All those things would be helpful if you're going to have to jump in straight away.
Spot on. Here's what he said about their likely activity in the mid-season draft period.
I think we'll be pretty active, mate. I think we'll at least take three, if not four. So, you know, Steve Canale and Dom Bridgio, our list manager, are hard at work scouring the country. And again, they're doing their due diligence, and we'll get a few players in the mid-season draft for sure, 100%.
Gee, there'll be some managers ringing. There'll be some managers on the phone saying, hey, Danny.
Have a look at my boy.
Yeah, this is who I've got. Yes. Hey, don't forget him. He's ready to go. He's ready to move. He can't wait to be given the opportunity. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He wants to prove a few people wrong. All those things will
What about also, Andy, those that perhaps aren't there? Like if you think of an Isaac Smith.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Who hasn't been out of the game that long, and I saw him, and he looks like he's in pretty good nick.
Well, if you're who do we speak about at the top of the show? Whose name were we mentioning right off the top of the show?
I can't remember.
By the name of Luke Hodge.
Oh, Luke Hodge.
Luke Hodge has got a tight relationship with the Brisbane Lions, and who else has he got a tight relationship with?
Isaac.
Why wouldn't he say, if I'm Chris Fagan or Danny Daly, hey, Hodgie, can you give your mate a call?
Yeah.
And see if he's interested.
It's a half a season.
That's right.
It's, you know, you're in pretty good nick. It's not going to take him that much to get up to scratch, I wouldn't have thought.
Get the family up here for winter. Well, look, I know he's got media.
Well, if he doesn't, even if he doesn't.
Take the family up there for, so maybe he's got, they already his kids. You know, the kids aren't, I don't think he's got school-age kids just yet. So, but whatever, make the offer as attractive as you possibly can to him and get him up there and give him an adventure. They're a team that is still in the window.
There might be some others. That's the one that, because he's in the media, that came off the top of the
bonds.
Very
good call by you.
But there'd be some others that perhaps finished up and thought they might have had a little something left in them. That might have even gone back and playing in the real local stuff.
Callum Brown.
Oh, there you go.
Boca Box Hill whacking away, playing the Victorian squad. So give him a chance. Like, why not? Why not? There will be some eyebrows being raised and some phone calls being made, I reckon. 24 minutes to 4. It is a tradies hour for Ace Gutters Australia, mate. Built to last. Your man, Jack Scrimshaw, who said, hey, Sam, I'll wear it. I'll accept it. I'll take it on and I'll be better.
Well, that's what we think anyway.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope that's what it's a good story.
The outcome looked like that's what he said.
Oh, boy. He was outstanding, the win over the Doggies on the weekend. He's going to join us next.